Now, where are the boys and girls? We continue to think about that man, Joseph. And you remember last week, boys and girls, we saw how Joseph had been sold by his brothers. First of all, he had been thrown into that pit and they had taken his coat of many colours, dipped it in blood, and they were going to take it back to his father and say that a wild beast had torn Joseph apart. But really what they did was this: they sold him to that band of travellers, and those travellers then, of course, went away down into Egypt, and they in turn sold Joseph all over again. They sold him to a man called Potiphar, and he became Potiphar's servant. You remember then how Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph to do wrong, and Joseph then was accused. He was put in the wrong, although he was innocent, and finally he was cast into prison. Now, as we said last time, although all this was happening to Joseph, still in God's heart and mind, God was going to make Joseph to be very great. And in fact, through Joseph, the whole of the family of Jacob were going to be saved in a very remarkable way. You remember, of course, boys and girls, that in the family of Jacob, through the family of Jacob, Jesus Christ was to be born according to the flesh. And so it was very, very important that that family should be kept and preserved until the time when Jesus would be born from one of that family. And so it's Joseph who is used of God to save that family at a very, very dangerous time. Now, all that is yet to happen, of course. And when you look at those early times of Joseph, it appears that instead of things getting better and better and Joseph getting greater and greater, things were getting worse and worse for Joseph. And it would appear that they couldn't get much worse. He had been thrown into that pit. He had been sold to those wanderers. He had been sold to Potiphar. He had been tempted. He had been accused. And now he had been cast into prison. And so instead of things, as I say, getting better and Joseph getting greater, they seemed to be getting worse. And Joseph seemed to be getting lesser and lesser. However, even when he was in prison, Joseph was still determined that he would trust in his God and he would glorify God. And you see, faith, you remember, boys and girls, is trusting in God. And where you really show your faith is when you're in difficult circumstances, when things are hard. Things were very hard for Joseph, but he showed his faith in God by trusting in God. And he said to himself, in fact, although I'm in this prison, I'm going to be the best prisoner. I'll do exactly what I'm told. I'll do everything that I'm told. And he did that. And it says that the jailer noticed Joseph, that he wasn't like the other prisoners. And in fact, the jailer made Joseph to be the overseer, to be the head of all the other prisoners. So maybe things were beginning to change a wee bit, you see, for Joseph. Well, one day in the prison, two other men were cast into prison. One of them was the chief butler of Pharaoh the king, and the other was the chief baker of Pharaoh the king. And they had been cast into prison because they had done something or other that had displeased Pharaoh. In my view, displeased Pharaoh the king, then it was into prison and no mistake about it. Well, these two men dreamed, the Bible tells us. And as they dreamed, and they woke up the next morning, they were very disturbed about their dreams. And they said to Joseph, "We have dreamed each a dream, but we can't understand what the dreams mean." Well, said Joseph, "God knows all things. So you tell me what your dreams were, and I'll ask God if God will tell me what your dreams mean." So the first man, the butler, he told his dream, and he said, "I dreamed that a vine began to grow up, and out of the vine there came three great branches, and on the branches were great big clusters of grapes." And Joseph said, "I understand that dream. That means that in 3 days, Pharaoh is going to change his mind and his heart about you, and he's going to release you out of this prison, and you're going to be his chief butler again." And the baker then came and he told his dream. And he said, "I saw three great baskets with loaves of bread. And the birds of the air came down and they ate up all the loaves of bread that were in the three baskets." And Joseph was very sad, boys and girls, because he said to the baker, he said, "That's a very bad dream. Because it means that in 3 days' time, Pharaoh is not going to change his heart or his mind about you. But in 3 days' time, my friend, Pharaoh is going to put you to death." And so in 3 days' time, both of those things came to pass. The jailer came in, took the baker out, away to the place of execution. But the jailer came in and led the butler away, back to Pharaoh and back to his work again. And as he was going away, Joseph said to him, he said, "Now, Mr. Butler, when you go back to Pharaoh, do something. Tell Pharaoh about me. Tell him that I was wrongly sent here by my brothers, that I am innocent, that I haven't done anything wrong." And the butler says, "Yes, as soon as I get to Pharaoh, I'll tell Pharaoh about you, Joseph, because I'm thankful for how you made me understand my dream." How often have we said things like that, boys and girls? "Yes, I'll remember you," we say. And then we forget all that we ever said. And my, when the butler got back and got busy with his work again, he forgot all about Joseph. And Joseph was as far away from his heart and his mind as possibly could be. Until one day Pharaoh himself came into the palace and he said, "You know, I've had some strange dreams, two strange dreams, and I can't understand the dreams. And I've called my wise men," he says, "and they're not very wise at all because they can't understand the dreams. They can't tell me the meaning of the dreams." And suddenly when he began to speak about dreams, the butler suddenly remembered Joseph, the man who had helped him to understand his dreams. And he said to the king, "Pharaoh," he said, "I know a man who can help you to understand your dreams." "Who is he?" says Pharaoh. "Joseph." "Joseph," he says. "Who is Joseph?" "Well, Joseph is in one of your prisons." And so the king, Pharaoh, sent to the prison to bring Joseph. And my, when that news came to Joseph, how his heart must have jumped, boys and girls. And you know, the Bible tells us a very important thing. It tells us that Joseph got the best of clothes that he could get, and he wouldn't have had very much, but he got what he had, and he shaved himself. You know, the Bible tells us about people shaving themselves, not a new thing. And Joseph shaved himself because he knew that he was going into the presence of the great King Pharaoh. You know, boys and girls, when we come into the presence of God, we should be very important that we be the best that we can be because we're in the presence of the Lord our God. And so Joseph, now brought away from the prison, brought into the presence of Pharaoh the king, and before Pharaoh the king, he was going to tell him what his dreams mean. We'll have to leave those dreams and what they mean and what happened till next time. But let me just give you one very important word with regards to Joseph. You remember with regards to Abraham, the great word is faith. You remember that Abraham was faithful to God in everything that he did. You remember with Jacob, the great word is grace. For although Jacob did many wrong things, God was still very good and very gracious to Jacob. Well, the great word with Joseph, now listen to this word, is providence. What does providence mean? Well, providence means that God really works everything out according to his own plan. God has a great plan, and although we can't see the plan, God is working that plan out. And when you look at the life of Joseph, the great word to remember is the word providence. Now say that over to yourself, providence. And providence means God working out his plan. And although we can't see God's plan at times, God is really working out that plan. And in the life of Joseph, here was Joseph way down in Egypt in prison, but God was working out a plan for a future day. And when that day would come, then that plan would be seen by everyone. So remember Joseph up to this point, and remember that God is working out his plan, and he is still working out his plan, and that's what we mean by God's providence.